Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Hello and welcome to the Tuesday edition of The Conversation. I'm the man with the mic, Kyle. And are you sick and tired of Hollywood celebrities who don't even know how the average American lives? Paycheck to paycheck, going off on Obama. I guess now they want to strike or whatever. If like Trump doesn't resign, I'm like, really? Like, we care? Get over it. Arizona police confiscate an Amazon Echo. You know those things where they have that little, like, almost remind me of those back in the day. They used to have those, like, cigarette ashtrays that, like, sucked in the smoke so it wouldn't get in the house. It looks like that. And they talk into the thing, like, what's the weather going to be like today? The weather is partly cloudy and a high of 50. Well, I guess they believe that it might have recorded the murder. And these things can contain and know and learn what you like and dislike and contain so much personal information that your privacy might be at stake, and they're actually trying to get a warrant to potentially get access to that information. I will get into that. Also, a new ISIS video shows a kid killing and beheading militants. Shocking to some, but if you listen to the conversation, not at all. Because what was I saying a couple years ago? I'll get into that. Kelly Ann Conwell is calling out Meryl Streep, okay? If Trump did make fun of a disabled person, but he didn't, because he does that kind of retarded motion. I can show you 50 videos where he does the retarded motion thing about all kinds of stuff. Just doesn't matter what it is. But she never once said, hey, you know, let's have some prayers for that disabled kid in Chicago that got beaten by 4 black people. Also, you know, I mean, this country's going to hell. That's why Fiat decided to say, hey, we're going to invest $1 billion in Michigan and Ohio to bring 2,000 jobs back here and to do stuff to help the U.S., you know. I mean, Obama's not even in the White House, and he's done more than, what do you mean he did more? I could sleep and I'd do more than Obama did. But he's the greatest president ever. California taxpayers should be outraged that they're actually paying for a convicted murderer's sex change operation. Is it life or death? I will get into that because there's actually life or death is actually being played into the whole reason why it has to be done. And well, because she wants to potentially, she believes she's the opposite sex and she's going to kill herself if she doesn't get that. And, well, then why not let her die? She's a convicted murderer. But I guess the Constitution grants, you know, them certain rights and privileges as, you know, it's not like other countries where they throw you in a thing, lock a cage, and they throw a gallon of water in there and a loaf of bread. And if you get water, you drink. If you eat, eat. And what you learn to do is share, because if you do something wrong, you can dump that water and, okay, there goes the water. That and much, much more. So welcome to the conversation that you are a part of, folks. What a conversation it's going to be today. Let's get into it, folks. Where am I here, folks? Okay. Timothy 1:9. For God saved us and called us to live a holy life. He did this not because we deserve it, but because it was his plan from before the beginning of time to show us his grace through Jesus Christ. think about that as you're going through your day to day. And yeah, we're having like a high low pressure thing, and it's like 90 mile an hour winds. It's just nuts outside. For a while, when I was at work, we couldn't get radio stations anywhere. So it's been crazy. Hope you don't lose connection with me, folks, but just welcome and thank you for tuning in to the program that I really do hope you feel a part of, and hope you're seeing things happen. And I want to get into this because this is going to start with what I'm talking about. There's a recent video that came out where it showed this kid shooting and beheading militants. And there are some people that are like, you know, like Fox News, you know, and some of them are like, you know, this is graphic, and it is, you know, what we're going to talk about and stuff, and just, you know, be warned if you got kids. And it's not a shock to me. Like I said, you know, what are we doing? Our kids are running the safe spaces. He said the term redskin, and I was offended. And what are they teaching those kids over in those countries? Okay, this is what you do. You grab the hair, you pull it back like this, you take the knife by the throat, you slit the throat, and you chop the head off. That's what they're teaching the youngsters. And what are our kids learning? Let's run to our safe space. Let's go underground. Let's go to the safe space. They're going to have blankets and cocoa. And we're going to be able to stay here for 4 years because, you know, Trump's president now, and he might say something, I'm going to get offended, and I'm not going to be able to finish college. And Lord help us. What did I talk about 2 years in the program? 2 years ago in the program, I talked about that, where they showed a video where they were teaching these young kids in these ISIS camps, in these terrorist camps, this is how you shoot a gun, this is how you slit a throat. The people need to start waking up. Oh, a lot of what's going on in this world is not a Democrat-Republican issue. It's going to be there no matter who it is. You know, it was there when Trump wasn't even president, when Obama was president. We had the Boston bombing. Oh, but there was no terror attack on our soil from a foreign entity, except for the Boston bombing and the New Jersey and New York bombings and all these things that happened that they won't talk about. See, because Obama wanted to be seen like a Bill Clinton. When nothing happened when I was president. Nothing. It was perfect smooth sailing. Lord, help us. And like, we really care about these celebrity anti-Trump videos? Really? Like, I'm going to sit there and all of a sudden hear Alex Baldwin and go, whoa, holy cow, man, I'm going to change my opinion. Wrong. Folks, we don't care. Celebrities, we don't give a flying falutin', whatever you want to call it. If you don't like that we have a democratically controlled system in here, and through everyone that wants to vote gets a chance to vote, the majority of Americans voted for Trump. Get over it. There have been places where the majority of people, when they voted, they said, no, we don't want to legalize marijuana. And I said, okay. They actually took the thing to a vote, and the law didn't pass. So they don't have cannabis. You know, we work on what can we do to get people to realize that it's a medicine and it can save lives. You know, if you don't like that Trump's president, put on your big girl panties and do something. You know, take your whatever. We didn't like when Obama was president, but we okay, let's see what he does. Hopefully he does okay. He's manipulating the Constitution again. He's lying again. Let me see here. What did the Supreme Court say? Yeah. Well, this is common sense. If they're trying to pass Obamacare off as a law, it's unconstitutional. Case closed. Well, that's what they said. Until they came back to the Supreme Court again, then they said it was a tax. And hopefully, my conversation viewers and listeners, viewers, listeners know that it proved one thing. They can do whatever, they can make you do whatever they want as long as it's a tax attached to it. They can make it have a purple tutu. You don't have to wear it, but there's a tax. Yeah, you have to have this government-installed radio that plays government propaganda. You don't have to have it, but there's a $1,000 a day tax if you don't have that. And it's going to be your word versus their word if you have it and it doesn't work and you didn't get it fixed immediately. And oh, but they can't force you. Sure, they can, as long as it's a tax. We want to have everyone to have access to the news, to what the government says. See, my conversation listeners know that. But hey, that's life. We're waking up, and that's what scares a lot of people. We're waking up. The Arizona police, I'm going to get into this one because this is hilarious. It's not really hilarious, but, you know, everyone for Christmas got one of those Amazon Echoes. Amazon, can you play Wild Horses by Garth Brooks? Playing Wild Horses by Garth Brooks. Plays a song or whatever. I mean, you can't sit there and go, Echo, can I get a back rub? Looking at places for massage. I mean, you can't do it, but it can, you know, and it learns your habits. And you have, like, I guess there's like trigger words that if you say trigger words, it will turn on and it'll tell you whatever. And just like how you can sit there and look up stuff on eBay, and then you start seeing stuff on Facebook and on other pages that, you know, you search for this, can you look for, and it gives you things close to your genre. You know, it's getting to where some of these things they're holding. And I guess a lot of these places, if you know, they're trying to keep your private, because it's holding tons of personal data. And sometimes it could record you and not even realize it. And they believe in this case that this thing, this Echo, might have recorded this murder that happened. And I guess they would have to get a subpoena, and they would have to get like a warrant and stuff so that they can, you know, get all the legal documentation and give it to Amazon and say, here you go, here's court orders, we need this information, because they just don't want to hand it out. But still, I mean, if you find a way to hack into one of these things, you could probably find more about a person than you would ever need to know. I forget my credit card. Let me put the credit card number and store it in the Echo so that when I need it, I can just say, whatever it is, the Echo, you know, I need my credit card number. And you sit there and you hold your phone up to it and it speaks it so you don't have to. But, I mean, these things, and are millions of Americans' privacy is at stake? I say yes. Yeah, you got to be careful what you say on that. I mean, like, one thing I was taught at work is something I always do. When I leave work, I, you know, unless I talk to my wife and say, hey, this is what happened. You know, this is things that happened at work. You know, we both work and both have a job that's in a field, so we know what we can and cannot talk about with our jobs due to HIPAA laws. But, you know, like, they go, well, you know, you shouldn't talk about work on Facebook. I'm like, I don't. Facebook is not work. Work is work. I leave it at work. I mean, I'll talk about it to my wife, like, well, how'd the day go? And this, you know, whatever. But other than that, you know, and there's certain things that I think you should have this Echo. You can do with this Echo, and certain things I don't think you should. And I think it's going to take a breach of someone being able to hack an Echo and figuring out what they can get from it before we know the full scope of how much your privacy is going to be taken from it. But it's just getting to be I mean, there's some people that think that, you know, you're just gonna implant a chip in you and you just go up to the store and go bling, and just wave it over, and if you got money in your thing, okay, you can pay for it. If not, and there's gonna be no currency, there's gonna be nothing. So who knows? Technology's just moving way so fast.
Wow.
But I don't know. To me, I want to do it myself. I mean, if I can't get on my phone and do it, okay. I could see, like, if... Now, I have a myopathy, so trust me, I have respect for these people. I could see if you were disabled and you couldn't really use your hands well, but you can speak okay and you can talk into it. As long as it can recognize you okay, instead of being like, what's the weather going to be like today? I don't know any girls named Heather. No, I didn't say Heather. I said, what's the weather going to be like today? There is no Heather in the news today. No, I'm not. Okay, what is the temperature outside? What is the temperature outside? The temperature of the outside of meat? No, I didn't say anything about meat. You know, if it's like that, then they probably have a problem. Because I know when I try to do the speak and talk, Lord, help you. It doesn't even come close. I finally get to the point where I just delete the 35 minutes of speaking and just type it. Yeah, seriously. If you use a speak typer thing, don't. Too hot? What? No. I didn't even say the word too. Oh, Lord. But it's going to be interesting because how this plays out is going to be key in other cases. It's going to be able to be used as a, well, in this case, you know, the courts found that, yes, this could record this information. Yes, it could have the murder on it. Yes, it could. And then they may have get a statute to where, okay, if they can prove these three things, then, okay, yes, we can give you the information. It's not like it's nobody that wants it. It's a police department. There's a murder involved. Excuse me. But hey, it's technology and we got to get used to it. I'm the old. See, I grew up. See, I'm one of the weird people. Because me and my wife grew up in an era where for part of our lives, a good chunk of it, we didn't have tech. I mean, we had like a Atari 400 would be like, you know, where you would have to like 2 + 2 = and then you would have to hit control, enter and all this stuff, and then you would get 4. And take you, you know, and you could do some cool things, but it took all kinds of commands. But we lived for part of our life without technology. And now it's like everything is technology. Now it's like you can't even have a watch without it being some sort of, oh, you just got a watch. Oh, yeah. See, mine's a transformer. Yeah, it turns into a heart monitor. It can actually get my blood pressure. It can check my blood type. It can check my blood sugar. Okay, I just want something I can put around my wrist that I can see what time it is. I don't need one that can, like, do 50 things. I work in the kitchen. I know I walk a lot. I don't need to know exactly how many steps I took. I don't care. Hey. I mean, how many people go, yes, sir, I did 1,472 steps yesterday. I did 1,479 today. I had a pedometer on me, like a $30 Nike pedometer, because, oh, you just need to exercise. When I was trying to figure out, because I have a myopathy, what the heck's going on? And I'm like, I'm going 5 to 7.5 miles a day. Something's not right. Of course, when I go see my muscular dystrophy doctor for the first time, he goes to my mom, ma'am, just what he's told me alone, there's something majorly wrong. He goes, he should be able to walk from that Denny's down to the track No, Bob Emmons down to the track at the 500 and back and forth like four times, not even blink an eye. If you're noticing issues, just walking halfway. I walk that all the time, I know. So. It's one of those things. You know? And when you have, you know, I wish Meryl Streep would have said something about that disabled kid. You know, she act like, well, Trump made fun of disabled. He didn't make, he was talking in general because that guy, that's how he is. He's expressing how that guy is, but then Trump, he can say 50 things and he'll do that. You know, it's just how Trump is. Excuse me. But, you know, that's just, if you go back to all these videos, that's how Trump is. I mean, I want to get into this, and I forget, I got to see if I can find the article, but supposedly, for the first time in 60 years, the guy that's always called the inauguration parade is not doing it. Trump found someone else, and of course, liberals are up in arms, because he was planning on doing it, and how dare Trump, and all this stuff, and I'm like, Obama was the first president in history to have an event catered by someone other than the White House chef. He had some Muslim guy do it because it was like some big event that, you know, that he had to do special food a certain way. And he didn't money. Yeah. And it was the first time that a party at the White House did not use, and a president did not use the White House chef and use someone else. So it's pretty interesting. You know, he has his reasons. They're just going to try to find anything they can to diss him, to put him down. If Obama's done a great job, then talk to all of my friends that have companies that are hurting. But hey, what do they know? They just run a business. They don't have employees they got to worry about. 401ks, health insurance, you know, penalties, fines, fees. They don't have to worry about that. Wow. I want to see how the liberals are going to spin this, that Fiat, Chrysler, automobiles, FCA, just announced that they're going to invest $1 billion, creating 2,000 jobs in Michigan and Ohio. Well, it's only 2,000 jobs, and you know, they would have to do that every day, three times a day, an announcement like this, just to get to a 60th of a percent of what Obama did. That's what they'll say, and that's what they have said with some of these things. Well, you know, some of these automobile manufacturers that are bringing their jobs here instead of Mexico, the Obama administration has been called out because they've been trying to take a little bit of credit for it. And it's not their credit. But $1 billion and 2,000 jobs? Well, okay, well, what if, okay, we'll just, they can take that $1 billion and go somewhere else and take this 2,000, and you know, I mean, we don't really need them. I mean, it's not like, you know, this economy is so great. But hey, he's not even in office yet. And of course, there's stuff going on. Well, I thought he's supposed to be running the country. And I'm like, yeah, it's on the 20th he takes over. And it doesn't matter because they've had Americans executed and Obama had to get off the golf course to comment. And it's like, man, I would have hated to have been the person that had to be the death knell. Oh crap! No, you tell Obama. No, you tell, dude. He's gonna kill us if he has to get off this golf course. But an American died. He's gotta speak about it. You know. But that's, you know, Trump would be okay. We're going live from wherever I am. We're going to go Facebook Live, folks. This is the President Donald Trump. Yeah, there ain't no media here. This is Facebook Live. We had a person beheaded, and I want to let the family know, first and foremost, that our thoughts and prayers are with you. And I'd be like, okay, great. There you go. They're going to diss no matter what he does.
Well, he's not even going to be with the media. He's just going to be on Twitter and he's just going to tweet everything.
Well, it's not like the media is going to give him a fair shake. The media is not going to treat him with a fair shake. All they're going to do is twist his words around. When he tweets, the only way they can twist his words around is when he does it himself. You know, if you don't like what he has to say, you know, if you think he should be interviewed by a state-run media that hates him and doesn't want him in there and's going to make him look bad and not give him a fair shake, well, then, you know, he's doing what he's doing. If you don't like it, you know, if you don't like the way he's doing things as president, you can always go to another country. You know, I didn't like what Barack Obama did, 95% of it, but you know what I did? I sucked it up, because that's what you do in this country. You suck it up, buttercup. You suck it up. You know, there's a little thing called win, lose, or draw. It's in football. Sometimes you're going to go to the game and it's going to be a nil-nil draw or 1-1 draw. Sometimes you're going to win the game. Sometimes you're going to lose. You can't win every time. You can't get everything you want. Trump's not going to get everything he wants. Obama didn't get everything he wants. But we didn't sit there and cry and whine and bitch and piss and moan. You know what? Well, I'm just going to quit my job and I'm going to move out of this country. If Obama doesn't come out of office right now, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to turn off my TV. I'm not going to watch the liberal news. Well, no one does anyway, so what difference would that make? But, I mean, no, we sucked it up. Okay, if Obama was on, I would turn it so I wouldn't have to go to the bathroom and throw up. But, I mean, hey, we sucked it up. I watched his presidential inauguration, not his presidential inauguration things, but his, what were they called? The State of the Union Science Theater 3000. We watched the State of the Union when Glenn Beck and them would do it, and they would like, okay, facts check. And 95% of the time when they facts checked it, it was not even, he was like lying so bad, it's not even funny. Oh, it's great. It's the only way I could watch that State of the Union just with him is when Pat and Sue and Glenn would sit there and like eat popcorn and make fun of the State of the Union address, like, okay. Let's pause this for a second, folks. He basically said he doesn't need anyone in Congress. He's got the power of executive order and he doesn't need you. And everyone's clapping. Yeah, that's not stupid. I don't know what it is. It'd be like saying, you know what we're going to do? We're going to invest $20 billion in this tire manufacturing plant. And it's going to be all automated. Everyone's going to lose their job. Well, that's not really what I had in mind when I meant investing money. But hey. And we'll need one quality control guy. But that's, you know, we sucked it up. Oh, but you get all these. That's why I had to do that. But you need to go online and check this out. The Red Eye with Tom Shuli video. It's like a spoof on all these like celebrities that are like, it's a short little video and it's hilarious. And it's making fun of all these celebrities that are like anti-Trump. I'm glad I don't watch these Golden Globes and crap. Because everything, I mean, I miss the day. I would love to watch like a Conan O'Brien or a Samantha Bee and laugh and not have it be, let's just bash the Republicans the whole night, every night, day after day. The whole point of watching Johnny Carson and David Letterman in the beginning and some of these and Jay Leno was to laugh and to, okay, forget about your troubles. And if Ronald Reagan slipped and fell, Oh wow, he's a human. They made fun of everybody. They made fun of Democrats and Republicans. It wasn't a political talk show. You know, it wasn't. Now it's like, it's sad because that now all those things are helping me bash one particular group. Thank you so much for tuning in. Got about 28 minutes left in the program, folks, from wherever you're listening. I can't believe this is, I almost went into this one first, but I'm going to save this. Just in case, if you got kids listening, this is not really a topic for kids. So, you know, just so you know, out in California, there is huge, huge uproar and debate and argument over a convicted murderer who taxpayers will be funding. Shalaya Heavenly Queens sex change operation. Is this political correctness gone amok or a life-saving treatment? And my listeners are probably going, what do you mean by life-saving treatment? Well, I guess if she's threatened to kill herself, if she is not basically the other sex. And they have done studies on this where, you know, I've always wanted to be a woman, you know, and I want to have a sex change and get boobs and all that stuff. And what they found out is a lot of people 10 years later, like, wait a minute, no. That's why if you were going to become a woman or take the hormone journey, that usually you go through a year of psychiatric evaluation where they take you and they sit down with you every day with the psychiatrist and all this. And there are some people that, sorry, they've always been a woman, even though they got male genitalia. They've always been a woman. They've always wanted this. But there are some people that, I just want to be a woman or whatever. Exactly. I don't either. But my point is 90% of the time they say when they've done studies and some, and when it, I forget, I think it was in Sweden or whatever, like a 30-year study where a lot of the people, they were so depressed and wanted to kill themselves because they regretted having the surgery. They regretted having the surgery. That is funny stuff. But I mean, in terms of, he's a convicted felon. He's a murderer. And he might commit suicide or kill himself. What was that old Dennis Leary thing from like, oh, what was that show? He did. Oh, yeah, No Cure for Cancer. You know? Well, my son, he listened to the records, and he got into Satan, and he committed suicide. Okay, great. That's a, you know, why don't we put more, you know, take those head metal albums, you know, you talked about, you know, why don't you put more messages on there? You know, take the gun and kill yourself. And that's the bottom of the barrel. That's the, you know, these, I mean, I guess I'm not trying to be rude or crude or whatever, but if you're a convicted murderer and you might kill yourself because you want to be the opposite sex, what's cheaper? The sex change operation, or him killing himself?
I'll pay for the...
Yepper. We got a second on that one.
You know I'm cheap.
Yeah, I know, but I don't get it. It's like we have this obligation... Now, I can understand if constitutional provisions for criminals when he's been convicted and he's, you know, we know he did it, it's more than one. It's not like, you know, when you have some people that, okay, this is a first time thing, you know, this is not when it's not like, okay, well, you're at the wrong place at the right time, and they believe you murdered them, and before they had all this technology, you know, now they can take DNA evidence and prove you're innocent, but since you were there, you know, it's kind of like, hey, he had to have done it, even though you didn't, and they just lock you up. You know, when there's someone that they know he's done this stuff, they know he's having issues, and it's not debatable. I don't know. I guess it's like this. If you know beyond, okay, we have DNA evidence, we got all this stuff to prove that he did this, why do people sit on death row for 25 years? I don't get it. You're innocent until proven guilty. Well, you're proven guilty beyond the shadow of a doubt. Here's four murders. Here's DNA evidence proving you were there. The evidence proves that the only way you could have done this and gotten this on her is after she had just died. So, okay. What do I know? I'm just a talk show host. You know, but it's a, I don't even know why we have to debate this. He's a convicted murderer. Why should we be paying for a sex change operation? He's gonna die. Hello, I'm Ted Koppel, and welcome to Dateline. Tonight's top story is the mass murderer killed over 4 million people. The debate was whether to take him to the hospital because he had a heart attack. Okay. I think you just let him die. I mean, save a man that killed me. Yeah. My wife is showing me this story where I guess Charles Manson's in the hospital and they won't do this operation on him because it might kill him, but I don't know. You know, we're not talking about people that, well, we believe he's innocent, but he was found guilty. No, we're talking about people who are murderers that we know they have murdered more than once. We know they've done it. It's 100%. Yeah, they've admitted there's evidence that's irrefutable. But anyways. Gary Gory Booker of New Jersey, a Democrat, is criticizing Trump's picks. Well, let me tell you something. I'm sorry that when Barack Obama was president, he did what he did, okay? But I'm sorry that Donald J. Trump, when he's picking his cabinet, he's looking at the winter IKEA catalog for his cabinet, not the fall IKEA catalog. Sorry, folks. He wants to bring in successful people. What's wrong with that? Gee, we want someone to rein in our finances and get them under control. Let's get someone that's done that. Let's get a successful person. What do the Democrats want? Okay, let's bring in a Surgeon General that supports smoking and wants to bring it back. Okay, you know, since it's so healthy. You know, he's going to support drinking and driving because that's great. No, let's bring in people that are successful at what they're doing. I mean, common sense, you know, you want to have a kitchen built, find someone who's built kitchens throughout the year. You know, I've been building restaurant kitchens for 25 years. Sure. Great. Can't wait. No, that's what I'm going to pick. I'm not going to pick someone that doesn't know what the heck he's doing. Okay, so excuse me, sir, since I'm building this kitchen for you, what kind of tools do you think I should need? What do you mean, what kind? Dude, you're the contractor, you should know what to do. Oh, I should. Oops. What's wrong with successful people? That's not really debatable. I mean, Democrats will find something wrong with everything he does. Well, as you can see, folks, from people on the inside of Trump's administration, we're finding out that he's getting off on the wrong side. He's getting up on the wrong side of the bed every day. You know, he's actually getting up on the left side of the bed, not the right side. And that's just not right, you know. So it's just, I mean, that's why we're having so many problems in this country, you know. But that's how it is, folks. That's how it is. When you live in a world where you can't do anything right if you are Donald J. Trump. Well, you know, this isn't North Korea. You can get passports. You can leave this country. You can go elsewhere. There is no DMZ. There's no demilitarized zone. There's not a place where... It's not like if you try to cross into Mexico or into Canada, there's landmines everywhere with like barbed wire fence that's electrified, and you can leave if you're not happy. Obama has actually come out recently and said that he's okay if there's modifications done to Obamacare, and it's called Trump Care. So if we totally have to repeal it and replace it and call it Trump Care, you're okay with that? Because that's what has to be done because it's not working. It's failing. Even CNN said that it's going to have to be reworked to in order to survive. My loyal viewers will love this one. I was on Facebook one night, and I come across this post that says this. It's like a picture, and it says, "We hate Trump just like you hate President Obama. However, we hate Trump because he's a racist. You know, because you're racist. That's why you hate him. You know, I disagree with Obama. Okay? They hate Trump. I hate Obama. They hate Trump because he's racist. I hate Obama because I am a racist." And I'm like, oh my, OMG. I'm going to have fun with this because I'm very political. And when I see something that makes no sense to me and I disagree with 1,000,000%, I have to get in and I have to say, hey, wait a minute here. Something's going down because I don't stand for posts like that. And here we go. Here we go. And I said, so blacks who hate Obama are racist? Find me a president who loves America, and it is about us, not him. With Trump, we chant USA, not where 8 years ago with Obama, they chanted Obama, Obama. You know, this notion that, oh, well, I have to hate Obama because I'm racist, but they hate Trump because he is racist, when Trump actually was, it's been years, but on the Maury Povich show, he saw a lady that was disabled. Okay? Disabled. He was so moved by her that he gave her and her mom a check with lots of zeros to help them out. It's just amazing. Because I take these people to school, and then finally some people came in, you know, and, don't worry. You know, and I don't know where they come up with this crap, because they're just like they think that I'm just dumb, dead, and blind. It's just great, because when I see something that I disagree with, that's one thing my wife will tell you. I am very opinionated, and when something I see is wrong.
Biggest, well, one of the biggest reasons why I'm married.
Because I stand for something, okay? And that's why I do this show. Because we need, because I was just seeing these, and I call them Democrats, because you have these kids growing up that are like, yeah, I'm like asking a few questions. Sure, go ahead. Okay, who did we win our independence from? Germany? China? No, it was Russia. No. Okay. Do you know who we won our independence from? No. What do we celebrate on Memorial Day? Well, it's actually to commemorate the surfers that died, you know? Because, like, you know, we want to have... Because what it does is we have, like, you know, there's, like, parties that they have, and they raise money to try to get memorial for the dead surfers on Memorial Day, you know? Veterans Days for all the veteran surfers, you know, that on those like tasty waves and ice cool buzz, you know. When you have people that are like that, it's just like, what's going on? We need to educate these people. Let them know, okay? Our country was founded on the freedom of Christian religion. The separation of church and state was so that the government didn't run our church, so we could worship Jesus the way we wanted to, not the way the government told us we had to, like England. Derp der, common sense, folks. Know your history. I'm offended because you got a nativity scene in front of a church. Well, it can be there. Well, you're forcing me to believe it. Why am I? I'm not forcing you to. I don't know how they get away with saying that if they see a cross, they're offended because it forces them to believe in Jesus Christ or whatever, or pushes my belief on them. I don't get that one. I don't get that one either. But hey, I'm going to get into this really quick while I still got some time. Let me see if I can find this article. It is right. Greatest Hits 6. Number 6. Documents appear to implicate State Department in covering up Clinton emails. The U.S. State Department waited over a year before producing emails stored on former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's private server despite 17 Freedom of Information requests. Documents, according to documents obtained by Judicial Watch in August 2016, State Department officials are aware of 17 Freedom of Information Acts related to requests for Clinton's correspondence, including 4 that specially mention emails and email accounts. There's all this information that shows that they were covering all this stuff up. But, you know, I mean, she didn't have any, she didn't know anything. She can't know anything. It's like Fast and Furious. You can't know anything because you'll get in trouble, but you have to know because you were in charge of it. Okay? It's like having a keg of beer at a party and you gotta leave half of it left and it comes back empty. Well, I don't know what happened. Well, you have to know, if you borrowed the keg, you were told specifically to leave half of the beer in there. You can't know what happened because you'll be in trouble, but you have to know what happens because you were in charge of it. You borrow a tool from a rented tool place and you break it, you know, you're going to pay for it. They're not going to tell you, well, since I didn't know what happened to it, I'm not responsible. Oh, crap, it was in your possession, you broke it, you're responsible. There was no classified information on the emails. She would double standard herself all the time, whatever it took to answer this question. She would answer yes to this and no to that, and it would contradict herself, but as long as it answered both questions, she didn't care. And now there's, I think they're going to go after her. I think they're going to get her. They're going to finally indict her. I hope. I'm not either, but got about 8 minutes left in the program, folks, and I want to take this time to talk to you 40-something people out there. Yeah, you know who you are, the guys that and girls that the only way you want to deal with the cold weather is to put your PJs on and go back to bed. You 40-somethings who say, hell no to prune juice in my house, I'm not old enough yet. You people that have a procedure. It's a surgery. You'll call it a procedure, but it's actually a surgery. Talking to you people, folks. Don't worry. Get the Rogaine. Get the Just for Men. We're all going bald. We're all growing gray hair. We're all counting down the days until we need prune juice. And don't worry. I've got a whole case waiting at Sam's for my wife of the prunes. Remember, folks, I'm pulling for you. We're all in this together. Keep your stick on the ice. Thank you so much for tuning into this program. I hope you find, I hope you learn something. I hope you, well, hey, why doesn't the media talk about this? I had one friend that listens and she's like, you know what? Your show is so interesting. I mean, it's like, you know, yeah, I know, I never know what you're going to say next, but what you say, when you tie it all together, you make sense. And it's like, well, I try to take, you know, and put things together. It's amazing how this world has changed for the good and for the bad. You know, some of these kids are spoiled, but it's not too late. It's just a turning point in this country, you know, just like I believe we're going through that with jobs, where there's going to be like a lot of jobs that are going to transform and change, just like the video store. Now you don't even need it. I mean, technically, people still use the red box. You can go without the red box. If you could take a lot of those red box movies and make sure that they're on Netflix, you could eliminate red box. I want to get into it a little bit. I got about 5 minutes left about the English League Cup play today, Manchester United and Hull City. I was listening to about half of the game. It's not on TV in the U.S., so you have to listen to it via the radio. So I was listening to it via TalkSport 1. And it was, I guess, I got to find the replay because I guess it was like about 30 minutes in. Mkhitaryan is like all alone. The way the announcers kind of explain it is like, okay, you put a football on the field, and there's one person on the field, and all you have to do is take it down and put it in the net, and he didn't do it. And it was just like, and he goes, they're like, that's going to haunt that guy forever. But we ended up winning 2-0, and we're going to have a two-goal aggregate, and it's basically between us and the winner of the two matches between Southampton and Liverpool. So I think it's going to be, I mean, I think Jose Mourinho is going to end up winning this, and it's going to be his first piece of hardware for United. We're at like 9 games, 1 in a row, which hasn't happened in a long time. So, Juan Mata got the first goal. With help from Mkhitaryan, and then it was Myron Fellaini with the header from Matt O'Darian. So it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out, because I think we've got this. It's just we're going to have to take on, I think we'll take on Southampton maybe, They've been looking really good, but then Liverpool, whoever it is, I think it's going to be a close. It's good to see the team coming together and playing. It's just you see excitement in them. You see like their eyes opening. You see their eyes opening, and it's just you see a lot. You see the players like. One thing I do see when a lot of the players talk is they believe in Jose Mourinho. They say, "Hey, I believe in him. When I'm down, he tries to bring me up, and he tries to, you know." And you heard that a lot when we had Alex Ferguson, where this is what happened, and you know, he was more than just a coach. He was like a friend and all stuff in there. So I'm just excited. I never thought I would say I'd be excited to have Mourinho as a coach ever. But he's doing something. It's not like, okay, we're losing every game. What the heck's going on? And I hope it lasts. I hope it's not something where, okay, well, next season we don't do anything and we're barely out of the relegation zone. You know, I don't want that either. Oh, yeah. I'm getting tons of messages because I posted something, and when I said something, because I guess I want to get into this really quickly, because I guess, well, at 9 o'clock, Obama gave a farewell speech in Chicago, and it was overshadowed because I guess there's so much violence in Chicago that people want to have martial law declared in Chicago to clean it up. And now it's who's at fault. Is Obama at fault because he's done nothing really to stop that, or has it been going on for 50 years? And I think it's everything. Yeah, nothing's been done to clean it up. But then when you have parents, there's no parents. They, you know, when kids are in I know people that have worked in Chicago area schools where they'll have lockdowns in like elementary school because they're like first and second graders going out there and gang fighting. You know, but I couldn't imagine when I was first or second grade, you know, heck, we were into like Sesame Street and crap, and now it's like first and second grades and some, okay, here you go, man. Here's the rock, man. 50 bucks right on, man. Oh, you on our turf, man, selling the stuff on our turf. You know, and there's gang fights with like elementary school. It's nuts. But hey, you know, you can't discipline. Got about 60 seconds left, and I want to thank you all for tuning in so much to the program that I hope you're a part of. And do something. Make change. I'm just one man on the radio. The man with the mic. I got 200 and almost 20 people in my support group. And I cannot tell you how many people thank me for that as a place to go. And if I ever feel like I can't deal with it, I go in there and I read letters of people that are the same way I am, and I know I've got other people that go through the same thing I do. You know, this country can change, but Donald Trump's not going to change it. It's up to us to take him and go with it and run with it. And with the firm providence, we mutually pledge each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. Until this Thursday, good night, and God bless. Goodbye.